USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill's vital to President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and the larger budget package are still up in the air despite efforts by progressives to push them to a vote. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer sets a date for those bills to pass the Senate.
As the House prepares to move forward, the Senate continues to achieve progress in our goal of passing Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. That's our goal.
Republicans claim the Democrats are spending too much and that all that spending is only going to make things cost more for the average American. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 20 months last week. The Labor Department reporting 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There has yet to be a definitive determination as to where the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated. Some suggest it was transferred from bats to humans in a wet market in Wuhan, China, while others claim it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's no doubt in his mind where it originated from.
Most of the evidence now points towards that this pandemic that killed 5 million people around the world came from a lab in Wuhan. It came because they're doing experiments where they combine viruses and then they measure to see if they're more infective or more dangerous. Well, that was happening. The NIH has admitted it.
More than a dozen lawmakers are asking President Biden to rescind medals awarded following the Wounded Knee Massacre of 1890. Lawmakers wanting Biden to use his executive authority to strip the medals of honor. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is expressing concerns about an uptick in COVID cases as the winter season approaches. Walensky citing the unpredictable Delta variant and numbers of unvaccinated Americans during a Senate hearing on Thursday. This as a push to get COVID booster shots out to those who are eligible. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes the booster shot will be needed eventually to be fully vaccinated.
Make no mistake about it. Those individuals who have gone through a normal vaccination series for COVID, you will be determined to be unvaccinated very soon. They will do that. They are going to tell you you're unvaccinated and you have to get a booster. Otherwise, you could potentially face loss of employment or other types of penalties. So that is going to happen. They're not putting that in the rule, but they're already asking for feedback on how to do this going forward. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's going to get more restrictive. There's going to be more power brought to bear going forward if we don't stand up now and fight back. I just think people are so sick of constantly being bossed around, restricted, mandated, all these different things. We've had enough of it, and we want people to be able to make their own decisions.
Week 9 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Indianapolis Colts hosting the New York Jets. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.